Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. It truly is the great American success story. Ralph Holguin is a Mexican immigrant, a product of a poor neighborhood, high school dropout at age 19 with just $600 to his name and a dream to become a success in the auto industry. He opened a car wash. Today, he's a multimillionaire, owns a full-service marketing agency, RMD Group, whose work is embraced by top automotive brands, and as part of that group, he's created one of the hottest automotive restoration shops in the country, RMD Garage. And now Ralph stars in the all-new Velocity series featuring his dazzling automotive creations, RMD Garage, Wednesdays 9 Eastern Pacific. Ralph Holguin joining us on This Week in America. Ralph, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, man, it's such a pleasure to be on. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to the series, RMD Garage, we see inside one of the nation's hottest automotive restoration shops, and we also see what I talked about in the beginning, showcasing the American dream. Talk about this series.
You know what? We're really excited, and I think that's one of the things, I think you nailed it right there, is that I get a chance to really showcase the American dream and, you know, get to bring all the camaraderie together that brings us together. And now, obviously, that we've gone through all the struggles, we get to show all the beautiful things that we're building and the passion that we have and the determination to obviously break away and do something that the world can see. And I'm very proud of what we've been able to create. And now I get a chance to showcase it. And it gives us so much excitement.
You know, it's interesting, as I'm watching some of the clips for the series, these are not just cars, creations, builds you take out on the road. You've done a number of interesting things, like a classic VW bus that you transformed into a conference room for a computer software client. I love that. I wish you could do that for us.
You know, and I think it goes to the motto, don't dream it, build. You know, there's this
yes.
guy walks in, he's dreamed of having this VW bus since he started his own company back in the 60s. And for me, it's making that dream, fulfilling that dream, and now, you know, having an art piece that I would call, you know, I think when we do a car that goes into an environment, it's such a beautiful art piece that'll live a very long time, longer than some of the cars that, you know, are on the road, because unfortunately they can get hit anytime. But this right here, it really kind of changes the way you do things, as well as, you know, the craziness of having to bring it in into a skyrise building. But at the end, watching that fulfillment and that dream come true for him, I mean, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, it took like a crane to get it in through the building window, like a 50 feet up to get it in the ultimate office. You've got iPad side mirrors for selfies. You'll watch the series and check it out online and see exactly what I'm talking about. You've got some really interesting builds we're going to see this season. What are some of the favorites, some of those that you jump into and it's like this really, we are creating art here?
You know, I think they're all a little bit of peppering of my favorite, because there's something that happens in all of them. But I think the 1958 Apache that we built, that you know, was mine and my daughter's, kind of going down the street and looking for it, and she's 9 years old now, and you know, bumping me on the shoulder, you got to get that truck, Daddy. And I think those are the things that I love the most, is how it also brings my family together, and it gives myself. That me and my daughters, that moment in time that they'll remember. And then you got a 1962 Bel Air that we built named Sanity that I've been waiting for so long to build that car, and just to be able to see it even come to fruition. I mean, it just kind of gives me the goosebumps, and it gets me so excited. And again, we put all of our DNA in that car, and I think it's going to be able to come through, and I think people are going to absolutely love it.
You do a project with Dave Kindig. Talk about that, the star of Bitchin' Rides, and you completely revamp his trailer for him.
I love Kindig and the guys from Bitchin' Rides. I'm a huge fan. And when I had the chance, and I saw Dave at the Classic Auto Show last year here in California, and I saw what he was doing and all this stuff. And then when I went, I had a chance to meet him, and he had this new trailer that he was building. And I've been building marketing units for a very long time. And I you know, kind of pitched him. He had this idea that he wanted to do, and I told him, man, and I have the marketing side of it. I said, Dave, let me give it a shot. And we come together, and great teamwork, and with a lot of his sketches and a lot of his vision, we brought his idea to life. And now he's got a mobile marketing rig, 53-footer, that he can take everywhere. And I'm so happy he gave us the opportunity to work with him and bring that together. And now he's got a place where consumers will engage in the brands that and all the brands that work with him, as well as all the fans that love him, to be able to walk into his environment.
One of the rules you have is to operate in an environment where only extraordinary craftsmanship exists. Talk about the team you've put together, because they share your passion. Watching, it's like an extension of your family, and you really give them the space to be creative.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the thing I learned a long time ago, you know, is you got to empower people. You have to empower people, and you obviously allow them to take the lead, and you get a lot more from them. You know, it's easy for us as owners or bosses to kind of always try to, you know, dictate where it's going. But sometimes it's beautiful to let go and watch that, watch the individuals. And I always say, you know, I have some ordinary people, but man, they produce extraordinary things, and I love that. I love that a lot of the guys that I have, you know, have a unique background, have a similar background. We share a lot of camaraderie and a lot of common in where we came from in the struggle. So that hunger lives within us, you know, the hunger to chase the American dream and change the way we're viewed and change the perception and show that hardworking individuals can make it through. So I love that. And my guys are just, they're just amazing.
When you watch you and the team at work, it's interesting the techniques. You use some traditional, you use some modern, you even make up some of your own along the way, don't you? You're very innovative in what you do.
Yeah, you know, you got to. I think that I like to create an environment that's solution-driven. And I think that, you know, sometimes the problem is just a problem until, you know, if you make it a problem. I think that we especially myself, I like to kind of say, okay, well, what would we do? How can we get this done? And I like to put a lot of logic into it. And, you know, some of the stuff, it's just we have to use the good old common sense and figure out how to get there and navigate. And it isn't going to be necessarily the traditional way. And that's what makes it so cool. And then the guys along find different paths that they've never taken. And this is where that peppering of each other's of knowing the know-how really comes together. And I think it shows. So I love that part. I love that's one of my favorite parts, is to be able to kind of get to that solution and be solution minded. So
what's interesting is you remember literally every day where you came from. RMD is Ralph's Mobile Detailing. That was what your first business. So you're reminded every day where you were and where you are.
I remind myself. Super important for me to just stay humbled, stay grounded, stay hungry. You know, I don't think my journey's done. I was able to create this beautiful, amazing company, but I don't think my journey's done. I think now, what I can do with my voice and what I want to do, obviously with Velocity, is to be able to show that anything's possible and be able to show and translate the American dream. And for anybody, I mean, anybody struggling that wants to succeed and says, man, how? I mean, it just takes that willpower, passion, conviction. So for me, it's always a constant reminder to stay hungry and keep doing what I'm doing. And along the way, I'll have fun doing it. And that's what makes me keeps making me come back.
Well, that enthusiasm, that passion is contagious. We will see it in the new Velocity series, RMD Garage, with Ralph Holguin, Wednesdays 9 Eastern, Pacific, on Velocity. Ralph, congratulations on the series. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I hope you guys tune in, and I look forward to everyone falling in love with the show and who we are. So thank you.
We'll be watching Wednesdays 9 Eastern Pacific on Velocity, RMD Garage. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.